We have just heard the most wonderful prophecy of what God wants to be for us and do for us. And we're all euphoric and gung-ho, and we all want this. Something you need to understand about prophecy is that it is God's stated intention for you as he stands in the future and sees what you could be, what he longs for you to be and to do. But it is not automatic. It comes to pass by your cooperation and your choices. He holds out his best and you make the necessary adjustments to align yourself to come into it. There is, as we've said before, no lasting breakthrough without follow-through. Ask anyone who's lost a massive amount of weight and then puts it straight back on again. Breakthrough is relatively easy. Because it's God's work in us. It's when we're left alone afterwards to continue that the problems start. Over the last couple of days, we've heard and read an amazing word from God about what he wants to do for us if we learn to run. That is the proviso, and that is our part. Like the diet, once you've finished it, you've got to continue to keep your weight the same. We have to make the effort. It isn't going to come if we're passive or still thinking about it. There's no magic wand or laying on of hands and prayer here. We are our own worst enemy, and he said so, and we need to overcome ourselves first, because the greatest enemy to our progress is the life which is centred on self. Then we will come into our inheritance, our assignment, and go on to a great adventure in God. Choices again. This is for the runners and riders of the world, those who want to get somewhere. We can all start well with enthusiasm, but we trail off when the going gets tough, as it will. Nothing worth having comes easily, without cost and without pain. The important thing, beloved, is not how you start, but how you finish. So have you made the determination to finish strong? If you haven't, you maybe should think about it now, because it may just be why things slip away from you constantly, while you find yourself losing that which God gave you on a regular basis because you aren't following through. Follow through takes a determination to continue and go on continuing until you finish the race. Hear Paul, Philippians 3:12-14. Not that I've already attained or am already perfected, but I press on, that I may lay hold of that which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things that are behind and reaching forward to the things which are ahead, I press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. One thing I do. Paul says he presses on for the prize. We're going to start looking at rewards soon, so you need to settle it. Are you going to run for the prize or be a spectator? He won't love you any the less. You choose.